Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another PC Boys podcast. It has been quite some time since we've done a podcast. I would say at least a week or over, probably over a week at this point. Sorry for no uploads. There just hasn't been a lot of news since E3's been done. We already covered pretty much all the E3 stuff. So today we're going to be talking about Stranger Things, the final trailer. July 4th is approaching, which means Stranger Things Season 3 is very close. So, for those of you who don't know, Stranger Things is basically the show of sci-fi supernatural that takes place, I would say, during the Cold War era, give or take what you think with that. I would say it could range anywhere from probably 40s to the fucking 80s, 90s, I don't know, honestly, but then there's this girl named Eleven who has these telekinetic powers, where in the first one, she kind of escaped the lab, and then in the second season, she was kind of just living in refuge, after everybody thought she was dead, and yeah, so, and then of course, you know, there's teenage drama and all these other kids. In the first season, Will was pretty much non-existent because he was in the Upside Down, and the whole goal was finding Will and stopping this one creature. Season 2 was about all these dog creatures, and then they had to stop, like, this fucking, I don't know, it's like the Mind Readers fucking something, I don't know. I don't know what the main name of it is. I'm a big Stranger Things fan, but I'm not a big fan to the point where I know every fucking creature's name. But basically, in Season 3, it looks like kind of like a finale of everything, right? I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying the way that the trailers are presenting this next season, it looks like as if, like, kind of like Avengers Endgame, right? You know, everything's been building to this. 2 seasons, no offense, no matter how many fucking episodes are in those seasons, I don't think amount to, you know, a finale, you know, you could say. I think it was my sophomore year when I watched Stranger Things Season 2. And then Stranger Things Season 1, I think I watched freshman year or 8th grade year. But yeah, so let's get and talk about this trailer. I only watched it once, but I got enough from it. So it looks like in this new trailer that Billy is going to be ground zero for the next host. Now, the Mind Reader, or whatever the fuck this thing is called, I'm gonna call it the Big Octopus-looking monster from Season 2. So, Big Octopus monster in the sky, looks like it's gonna connect him to Billy. Or himself to Billy. Turning Billy, obviously, into a bad guy. And we already know Billy has anger issues because he has an abusive father. And then he takes it out on Max. Now, I have a theory. Looking at the trailer, I wonder, is the fucking octopus-looking creature gonna turn Billy into the new monster that they've been teasing since, I believe, the second trailer's when we got our first glimpse of it? Because if that's the case, man, we're in for a treat. Because honestly, I would love to see somebody get transformed into a creature through the Upside Down, because that adds a whole new set of stakes to Stranger Things than just, oh, there are these creatures are going to take over the world. And it also looks like that there's going to be a big storm from the Upside Down world that is in this Upside world. And I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, man, this looks like I have another thing that I'm going to predict, right? So it's not a theory, it's going to be a prediction. So I predict that Billy's going to turn into this new monster that we have all been seeing. It's not going to come out of the Upside Down. It's not going to be created. It's going to be Billy mutated, right? So that's the first thing I want to get down. Sorry, got a little bit of a cold with you guys. Also, I started a job, so that's why I haven't been able to do a whole bunch of podcasts. So yeah. So Billy's gonna turn into this new monster, and I think Joyce, aka Will, and Jonathan's mother, I think she's gonna die in this season. Now, these are predictions. I'm not, like, I don't got 100% confirmed or non-confirmed answers on any of these things. But I truly believe that somebody's going to bite the dust. And I think that somebody that's going to bite the dust is going to be, you know, our good old friend Joyce. Sadly, I feel like that's what's going to happen. Just because I feel like, you know, Joyce has been through a lot the last two seasons. And, you know, I feel like Joyce, out of everybody in this whole universe, kind of has, like, the most indirect connection with the Upside Down. Not in the sense of, like, oh, well, yeah, she did go into it season one, but indirect in the sense, like, she hasn't gotten an attachment from the Upside Down. She had her son that was lost in the Upside Down for the whole season one, and just all this fucking weird supernatural shit happening, and so forth. But with Stranger Things, it is a big Netflix show. Like, we're talking Stranger Things is probably bigger than Marvel's Daredevil. Which, we all know, I loved Marvel's Daredevil, okay? Like, don't get that shit twisted. I love Marvel's Daredevil to death. Like, it is one of my absolute favorite, Netflix shows. Really, I don't watch Netflix. I only watch Netflix for Stranger Things and for the Marvel, Netflix shows, which I believe Jessica Jones season 3 has come out, which I still gotta watch that, and I also gotta watch The Punisher season 2. But yeah, I gotta catch up on a few things, but we all know that Stranger Things, like, I'm gonna be there, like, to watch Stranger Things. My fucking days off that I have from work, you know I'm gonna be binging it. You know I'm gonna give a review on it when the season's done. But if I am right about Joyce dying, and if I am right about, Billy being, turned into this monster, this new monster from season 3, you guys can, you know, look at me and be like, okay, we heard it from you. Like, you had some pretty good theories that happened to be true. So, Stranger Things Season 3, it looks like I said, it's building up to, like, this grand finale. Now, here's my problem with Stranger Things Season 3, by the looks, right? They're trying, it feels like they're trying to go with the Avengers, I'm calling this the Avengers copycat route, right? There's this big, all-powerful villain. End stakes. Our main characters, they're getting older. And they're in the fight of their lives. Now, the other two seasons, you can tell, were not finale-like. Based on the scope of, like, the bad guy in the series. We all thought that the main bad guy was gonna be the fucking minesweeper, whatever the fuck, the octopus looking thing. And it wasn't. It was, more so the combination of him and the dogs, but it was more about his attachment to Will. But that's it. That's really it. There wasn't any, like, oh, big battle gonna happen. Not really. 11 went to the gate. Closed the gate. And that's it. She went to the gate and closed it. It wasn't even that good. Like, it was kind of underwhelming. As much as I love the Stranger Things seasons, the best season to end was season 1. They left you on a cliffhanger of, is fucking 11 dead? She alive? I don't think Stranger Things was supposed to get a second season. I think they were just going to do a one and done thing. But it did so well that they obviously got the green light for season 2. But it was just, it was a good ending. You know, they left you on a cliffhanger. Everybody was kind of going to normal. They teased the next season. And that's it. A lot of cliffhanger stuff, but also some good resolutions to the characters. To this day, I still want to see Jonathan and Nancy's romance, but obviously that still hasn't even really taken off yet, and it doesn't, and one thing that they've been promoting compared, like, last season, Jonathan and Nancy's romance was a good portion, I would say, of some of the advertising. Then, obviously, the new monster, you gotta advertise for that. And Will's connection to it, because obviously that's going to play a big role, because Will has to, you know, start to recover from coming back from the Upside Down. You see Hopper's whole deal with the fucking, government corporation, science branch, military branch, I don't fucking know what to call it, or the facility, and, his deal and shit. Then season one, obviously, you know, was just kind of, you know, they're doing whatever. And then you get to season three. And season three is different because they aren't really showing much romance, right? The only trailer that they really focused on quote-unquote romance was with that little TV spot, or clip, I should say, of Billy and Mrs. Wheeler. A.K.A. the MILF or the fucking, you know, if you want to use Pornhub lingo, oh, it's just me and my stepmom or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying. You know, it's fucking teenage boy and adult, like, very much adult, female woman, or older woman, having an affair. So, you know, I do want to see that. Like, what? Like, I'm big on drama if it fits the show. If it doesn't fit the show, don't put it in. But with Stranger Things, it very much does. Stranger Things is one of those shows that kind of took me by surprise when I first watched it. I started watching it back when my mom first moved in with her now husband. He put it on, and he didn't even know what it was, but he got into it. And we were all like, wow, this is really interesting, it's really cool. We all were very much into Stranger Things, but when Stranger Things was done, we wanted more, and I, of course, proceeded to watch all of Season 2. At the same time I was watching Season 2 of Stranger Things, I was also, I think, watching Season 2 of either Daredevil, or I was watching The Punisher, I can't remember which one it was. Daredevil Season 2 had already been out for a little while, by the time this was going on. I remember, it was my freshman year I started watching the Marvel Netflix stuff, so it's been about 3 years of me watching Marvel Netflix, but yeah, I really enjoyed it, this few seasons. I think they're gonna do fine with the next season. I think it's gonna be just as good as the rest of them. I just feel like they need to be more cautious in how they go about, dealing with Billy in this season. Obviously, it's going to be coming out soon, so they can't really fix much, but I hope they don't really fuck up that whole Billy thing. You know, I hope they go more into Mike and Eleven's relationship. Obviously, everybody wants to see that. I want to see more on Nancy and Jonathan. More babysitter Steve, obviously. Fucking, that's a good part. And Mad Max and Lucas. I think those are the two that were the couple by the end of that, or were kind of a thing. So definitely want to see more on their relationship too. You know, I like to watch relationships grow over seasons. So, but yeah, so that's that little podcast I got for you guys today. Kind of breaking down the trailer, giving my thoughts and predictions, and that's really about it. I don't got news for you guys. I want to, like, my favorite thing is not really doing, like, trailer breakdowns. It's doing the reviews and talking about, like, the new leaks or the stuff that comes out, right, about casting or about what people are saying about movies and stuff, what we hope. Obviously, if it's, you know, fucking propaganda sort of or messages, what's the other word that I like? Agendas, that's it. Put into movies, video games, we always love to rant on that. We love to rant on EA and do our stuff. But my favorite thing is just getting the news for you guys. But the problem is, not every week you're going to have a lot of good news. A lot of the news I've seen this week, like, for instance, the Fallout 76 canvas bags. Like, this it wouldn't even be enough to make a podcast on. But yeah, basically, the canvas bags are starting to come in and they aren't even that great of quality. They're like single stitch, it's not that great. Not a whole bunch I can really, like, say. You know, it's not like I can be sit here and be like, yeah, that's it. You know, like, I'm not gonna get on a podcast for fucking 10, 20 seconds just to say that, right? Of course, I could make a podcast on ranting about Bethesda and their decisions and stuff, but they're making Fallout 76 better. So, I mean, which we will talk about Nuclear Winter. I don't want to do it tonight because obviously I got to work tomorrow. I got the next 2 days off. I'll probably do it over one of the next 2 days. I'll do a podcast talking about Nuclear Winter for Fallout 76 and how that is, because I know you all probably want to hear about that and what my thoughts are. At least if you're a Fallout fan, you want to hear about that. But yeah, so that's really it. That's really all I got for you guys, you know? I don't want to, you know, deprive you all of content over the summer. Me, David, and Kevin, we're trying to figure out days that we can do a podcast. We're supposed to do one today, but David and Kevin didn't text to the group chat when they were ready to. But yeah, so I'm going to try to get them on a podcast and talk about some stuff. Hopefully next week's a better news week, so I got, you know, stuff to talk about with you guys, and I can actually, you know, tell you guys about some interesting developments, hopefully, and whatnot. Maybe some more news on some things. We're going to probably talk more Spider-Man Far From Home as that release date also gets closer and closer and closer. It's coming out the 2nd, so, you know, expect me to go and watch the movie and give a good on review for you guys, because you all know I'm a Spider-Man fan. If I don't see a Spider-Man movie, something's wrong. You might want to come check on me. You might be dead. but yeah, so that's it, guys. That's all I got to talk about. Remember, if you guys have anything you want us to talk about, you can always send us messages to our Facebook page. It's still active, you know, even though we haven't posted on it for like a week or two. Still active. We'll post some stuff on there when we, you know, get some news or stuff. I'm also thinking about possibly doing, like, little news updates on the podcast page, for instance, like with the little Fallout 76, bag sort of thing. You know, I'll, you know, put up either a link to the video and credit the person of, you know, where the news is coming from. And, that, or I'll just write about it a little bit and say where I got the, you know, source from. Normally it's from YouTube or websites, but probably YouTube if I'm gonna do these little quick, news flashes. And basically I'll just label it news flash, and I'll basically, if it's gonna be something really small, like something not worth putting into a podcast, right? If it's not like a big thing or something we could talk about for a long time, I'll probably just put it up on a newsflash, because it is information, it is relevant, but at the same time, it's not relevant enough to just sit there and talk about it for a long time. So I'll probably do some quick newsflashes in the future, so that way, you know, if we're having a slow news week and there's not a huge big thing we need to talk about or a review or whatever that we're doing, if there's nothing going on that week, then I could put, you know, a few news flashes in throughout the week on the Facebook page. So at least then everybody, you know, is getting some news about something, knowing that we're still active and alive. Because, you know, a lot of people are probably like, huh, PC Boys have not posted in a long time. And it's mainly due to the fact that we are just, A, we're busy over the summer. Me, David, and Kevin, we work. You know, it's not like we're in school and we get that 30 minutes every day to be able to do research or to do the podcast themselves. Next school year will be our last year together because, you know, we're seniors and then we graduate. So next year will be the last year of the PC Boys probably being together in a room doing a podcast. After high school, we'll figure out what we're going to do, if we're going to get together to do them, or if we're just going to do them over phone or whatever the case is going to be. And if that is the case that we choose to do them in person, it'll probably be like one time a week, because like Kevin, you know, he's got to travel pretty far to get to me or David's house. Even if I said, oh yeah, let's meet up halfway at David's, he's still got to travel far. And I'm not even that far from David. So I mean, you know, so we'll probably end up doing most stuff over the phone, over vacation. Like I said, it's been a slow news week or past few weeks. And not to mention when I come home from work, you know, I don't want to automatically jump to podcast research, you know. You come home from work, you want to relax a little bit, because me, I work at McDonald's, I'm standing, I want to come home and rest my legs and just chill for a little bit. I don't want to have to put my mind into, because my podcast is like a second job to me. You know, I doing the podcast for you guys. I enjoy doing it, but it's also like a second job because of the time and effort I gotta put into making the podcast by recording it, the voice for the podcast, and talking about stuff and doing the research and getting the sources and all that. That's also the other half of podcasting. But yeah, so that's all Stranger Things breakdown for the trailer. I'm a little sick, so if I don't seem like myself, it's because I got a cold. It's why I'm probably not seeming very energetic like normal, or I sound a little bit like in the dumps or whatnot. It's because I'm sick, guys. I'm sick. So, guys, I will hopefully see you. Well, I will probably end up seeing talking to you guys this weekend about Spider-Man Far From Home and Fallout 76, and, you know, where they're at now in the new Nuclear Winter DLC. And, yeah, that's really about it. So, see you all in the next one.